how are you guys, what sorts of things you've seen that's working in keeping the departments connected? What have you seen has not worked well to keep the departments connected? I'm finding that's an issue that's going on in our church right now, is trying to keep our departments connected and feeling supported by each other.
Yeah, I think for me personally, my leadership style is, I'm not a good micromanager. I don't have enough mental real estate to micromanage anybody. And so I like to, what I feel good as a leader is if my people are connected, then I know we'll do well. And my wife is very intentional about making sure there's strong connections. So she's thinking of, let's do team building stuff. Let's do things that just get everybody touching each other. And so she's really big on that. And then Danny with his whole leadership development. So we're developing our people. We're bringing that connection in. And so I think for us, I'll meet with department heads and cast vision. Hey, this is where we're going. This is what we're thinking. So they have a target to shoot at least within the local church world. We have an overall vision, and then we have a local church vision. But as far as keeping those departments connected, I think our staff meetings, I would say the first half hour really is just, hey, how's everybody doing? And we started it back in just the local church staff meeting. We started that back in June, I think it was. And about 2 or 3 months into it, you could feel a shift happen where our staff was starting to be open up and be really vulnerable. And that was a real sign of connection. So I think that will add strength to our environments. Oh, and then staff prayer. We started staff prayer back in early summer as well, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9, and then Thursday morning from 8 to 9. It's not mandatory, it's optional. And it's actually probably my favorite hour of the week right now. And I wanted to do it partly because I just wanted to get the staff together to pray. But one of the fruits of that have been major connection. I mean, it's been extremely beneficial for our staff to get together and pray together. And it's created a place for a lot of our team that are behind the scenes. They work probably harder than us in some ways. But they're there, they have a place to share what's God doing on our heart. And so that staff prayer has become a really good strength. It kind of added a really strong muscle to our connection emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. So that's been really beneficial for us here in this environment.
Yeah, I would add that we hire people that are fun to be with. You know, so, you know, not just anointed folks, but you got to get along with people. And so these are people who do affection that aren't competitive or jealous, you know, that sort of deal. So in some ways there's a mirror of what I see the strengths of this team.